HarperCollins presents Motherwhelmed by Annika Somerville. Read by Imogen Church. Chapter 1. Some say a sign that you're having a breakdown is when you stop sleeping properly, or get heart palpitations for no reason, or overreact to something quite minor. The problem is, all these things were quite commonplace in my life and had been for some time. From the outside, things looked okay. I had a beautiful child and a great husband. Okay, our relationship was hard work, but long-term relationships are no walk in the park. I had a job which paid well. I ate a nice lunch most days. I laughed once a week. Sometimes these laughs were tinged with hysteria, but that was okay. I cried often, but thought this was possibly related to tiredness or the perimenopause. Besides, did anyone feel happy these days? If I thought of the people I worked with, I'd have described the majority as averagely content. Others were clearly depressed. It was difficult to gauge. I sensed I wasn't the only one who woke up in the morning with a feeling of dread. It's horrible when you realise that the moment you clamber back into bed will be the best part of your day. It was work stress, yes, but it was heavier. A sense of time running out, that I had fewer good years ahead than behind. This wasn't strictly true, because I'd not really had many good years in the first place. Time was speeding past and I felt isolated. I'd fallen out of sync with the school friends that I'd seen every month during my 20s and 30s. They'd all had babies in their early 30s, and these kids were now entering secondary school. So when I had Bella, they'd all moved beyond that small children stage. They were free and wanted to drink and reinvent themselves and party! South London wasn't a million miles away from Acton, but it felt like it. It was easier to keep a low-level buzz of connection via social media. I could like the pictures, but didn't have to listen to all the chat. They were embarking on new careers, getting divorced, or taking up marathon running. What was it with all the marathon running, anyway? And how exactly had I ended up moving from apathy and tiredness to a heart that thudded every morning when Bella screamed from her room because she needed a wee? Well, work had been busy. It never wasn't busy. Work had become a slog, and all slog and no fun makes Rebecca a dull girl. And there was the rub. The moments of pleasure, the tiny positive increments that you needed to experience in life to keep going, seemed to have disappeared without me even realising it. The truth was, those old friends had been important. There'd been a sense that we were steadily moving towards some common end point, some positive evolution was happening. I had Kath. At least I had one true friend, but it was weird how much my social circle had shrunk down to nearly nothing. She was my oldest friend, and I'd known her since school days, one of the few I'd managed to keep in touch with. It was weird because in reality, once Bella reached about 3, I could feel life was getting easier. Nevertheless, it was as if the fog of the earlier chaotic days was lifting to reveal a vast, empty terrain. With babies, it's easy to get lost in the sleeplessness, feeding, panic, angst, and then discover that there isn't much else going on once the mess has cleared. If it wasn't the thudding in the morning, it was the booming noise of my ears in the middle of the night, the noise of my heart ready to explode. Then the thoughts would start up. Does Bella's nursery teacher hate me? Have I filed the right version of the loo roll presentation for Friday morning? Why hasn't the client replied to my last email? Where have all my tights disappeared to? Why do I shout at Bella so much? What is that lump on the back of the cat's head? Why have I eaten so many potatoes these past few days? How does everyone else get through each day without giving up?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?